When you're deep in conversation with an artificial intelligence chatbot, does it seem kind of rude to get interrupted by advertising? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Almost every service we use on the internet is basically a platform for advertising, especially search engines. Advertisers pay to get their sites at the top of the list, have their business show up on a digital map, or their products populate the shopping carousel at the top of a page. The search engine companies get paid and get useful data about what users want and what works to draw them in, which they can then use to turn around and sell more advertising. But how does all this work if search results become less like a big list and more like a one-on-one conversation? That's where it looks like Microsoft and Google are headed with their Bing and Bard chatbots. And the new approach could really shake up the online ad space, says Garrett Johnson. He's an assistant professor of marketing at Boston University.
The chat interface is kind of like a Goldilocks approach. So like the traditional search results page with 4 sponsored and 10 organic links, I think is going to become a thing of the past. But then the other extreme would be like a voice assistant, which is typically providing a single answer. So a chat-based search is more amenable to multiple options than voice search because of the relative speed of reading versus speaking. And we all know that chat-based search also has a fibbing problem. So search engines, users, and advertisers want this information, but also like footnotes and links to make it easier for users to be able to check the source themselves.
When we think about traditional search versus chatbot approach, it seems like you're kind of going from multiple results to maybe one result or fewer results. How could that affect advertising?
That's one of the key things that could be disruptive here is that it creates a winner-take-most dynamic. So, you know, you get fewer search results with chat search. And so that typically is going to benefit strong brands, number one. And number two, it's going to benefit the leaders in SEO or search engine optimization, those that adopt to the parts of SEO that are relevant to chat.
What are some maybe creative ways that you can imagine advertising getting worked into these systems that we haven't seen yet?
One thing that's kind of conspicuously missing right now is shopping ads with images. So, you know, text ads is a really clunky way to search if you're shopping for a dress. I think in the future, when we see chat-based search be better integrated with images and shopping ads, then chat-based search becomes a powerful tool for refining shopping searches. The second major thing that I see further down the road is thinking that chat-based search will eventually want to hand off to an advertiser chat AI. And this is analogous to voice apps with voice assistants. So you can order a pizza. So you might see the chat-based search like hand off to Domino's, whose chatbot would take you through an order. It'll be interesting to see whether there is actually a handoff to another website or whether this actually stays on the search engine website. And then maybe instead the search engine is trying to sell a branded experience like having the Geico Gecko talk you through an insurance quote or having Domino's logo and display ads for pizza while you order pizza. So that's, I think, going to be really interesting to see when that handoff takes place. Like, does it stay on the Bing website or does it move to Domino's?
Yeah, it seems like kind of a finer line to walk with chatbot advertising compared to traditional search that, you know, when you're interacting with something almost like one-on-one, like a human, that it's more jarring to have advertising jump into that than, say, when you're scanning through a list of results.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how that's done in a way that feels a bit natural. Like, we think, like, word of mouth advertising, you know, if you ask me for a restaurant that I would recommend, I could think of a few different names. Just for how would I frame that for somebody that's actually paying me to say that? I think there's ways to do it that make it transparent, but I agree it's a little bit awkward.
How else could this model challenge advertising?
I think another problem for advertisers is to be mindful of brand safety because, you know, in the past, these AI chatbots kind of devolved into hateful messages. I think today they have more guardrails to limit this, however imperfect. But I think a big challenge for advertisers is going to be that they're just going to have to leap in with both feet for competitive reasons. I mean, just like the search engines themselves, I think these chat-based searches are going to be a bit of learning in real time, and the search engines don't want to be left behind, and so they're going to try to release these products into the market. For advertisers, they need to maintain the relevancy and stave off a potential land grab here by search engines. Advertisers don't want consumers to be booking hotels and ordering pizza and buying car insurance without leaving the search engine, because that would give way too much control to the search engines.
Garrett Johnson is professor of marketing at Boston University. We've got more on the symbiotic relationship between search engines and advertisers at our website, marketplacetech.org. It's a model that has been especially successful for Google, but recently its parent company, Alphabet, reported its first drop in ad revenue since the pandemic began. A big part of that is the recent economic slowdown, but also pressure from new AI-powered competition, according to the Wall Street Journal. A piece on The Conversation points out that reliance on advertising puts Google in a tougher position than its main competitor in the chatbot wars, Microsoft, which earns much of its revenue from hardware and software. And if you want to get a sense of how advertising is being used already in Bing's chatbot search engine, we tested it out with The Wall Street Journal's Joanna Stern. You can find the results, advertising and all, at our website, marketplacetech.org. And I know what you're thinking. Isn't it kind of the pot calling the kettle black to be critiquing awkward transitions to advertising on a podcast, of all things? Well, we wouldn't know anything about that here. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.